Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We're talking about fear and what the effect is of fear in our life. One of the questions I have is fear sin? And we're going to look at a few things here. First of all, I'm going to let's think about it a little bit the effects of fear in our life. What does fear do to us? And there's a number of different fears. Like one of the biggest things that we as Christians face in the area of fear is the fear of man. What will somebody think of us when we do this or that, or when we obey God? And so that holds us back. You know, when God tells us to do something, or we see something that we should be doing, and we are all of a sudden start thinking about, okay, so what will man think? And that's probably sometimes because our fear of man is bigger than our fear of God. And that creates a problem. In that case, I believe that is sin. And the reason that it's sin is that it's connected with unbelief. So I believe that when fear is connected with unbelief, then it is sin. And we could see a few examples, even in the scriptures, that very thing. Let's say, for example, think about the children of Israel, for example, when they come out into the wilderness there, and they're faced with the Red Sea in front of them, mountains on each side, and the Egyptians behind them, and they immediately start murmuring to Moses, and they start complaining and wondering why he brought them out there to die, that they could go back and they could let them be slaves to the Egyptians and whatever. And so here they were afraid. They were afraid of their enemies behind them. But the reason they were afraid, because their fear, it was connected to unbelief. They were not, see, after having seen all these things that God did to take them out of there, they were still unbelieving. And we see that throughout their wanderings in the wilderness, is where they were continually faced with unbelief. And that unbelief brought on fear. Because they didn't believe God, it allowed fear to come in, and that can happen to us in many different ways. You know, when we have things that we are facing that you know, God has done such wondrous things in our life in our past, and here we are faced again with a tough decision or something that. You know, maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's it could be a host of different things that we face in our life that wants to bring on fear. And in this case, that fear is because of unbelief. Why should we be afraid if we believe that the God of the universe, the creator of all things, is our God and our Father? And so I want to look at a verse here in Revelation 21. It gives a list of sins. And, okay, let's start in verse 5 maybe. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write these words. Right, for these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." And that's a very important statement there that he makes. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And the fact that he doesn't use past tense or future tense is important here. He says, "I am." Not I was and I will be. I am the beginning and the end, all at the same time. And that's bringing out the eternity of God. God is eternal. He's not limited to our, you know, time or whatever. And so that means that he sees all things from beginning to the end. He sees the entire scope of time as if it was happening simultaneously. And so therefore, he knows the things that will befall us. He knows what we will face. And he's already there working things out. And that's very important for us to understand in this whole struggle against fear, that this struggle to believe and to have faith. So he says, and he said, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Isn't that a beautiful verse there? I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Talking about he that overcometh. And how do we overcome? We overcome by believing. By faith we overcome. And so that's very important part of our struggle against fear is faith, is believing. And so then verse 8, it says some interesting words here. A list of sinners that will end up in the lake of fire and brimstone. And there's, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So there, amazingly, he says, the first two ones he says are the very ones that we've been talking about, is fear and unbelief. The fearful and unbelieving, and this is those who are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And so I think we would have to conclude that fear is sin. Fear is wrong. We should not be afraid. And, you know, granted, we struggle with these things all of our life, and we will, and God gives us grace, and God helps us to overcome. God increases our faith and encourages us in that way. But it is still important to remember that, you know, this is a very serious thing, this fear that we deal with all the time, because it's connected with unbelief. When we do not believe, you know, when we believe that God, like it says in verse 7, that he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now, isn't God the perfect father? Is he not all in all? Does he not have control of everything? So why should we fear? And it's only when we don't truly believe those things. So that, I think we would need to conclude there that it is something. And okay, so fear can hinder us in so many different ways. Okay, so maybe we talked a little bit about the fear of man. So what would people think of us if we would do this or that or the other thing that we know that is the right thing to do and God would want us to do, and we are afraid to do it? Maybe it could be something as simple as, you know, just, you know, pausing and giving thanks to God before a meal at a restaurant or something like that. And it could be something as complex as God telling us to maybe sell out everything we have and move somewhere else. And we, you know, this thing always comes up is, okay, so what will people think of me? And it hinders us. It holds us back. And, you know, the other thing could maybe be something like, if God is calling us to another country, and we might say, oh, well, this is a country like, you know, Iran, North Korea, whatever, that, you know, they're not very friendly to Christians. So what if, you know, are they going to arrest us? Are we going to face persecution? You know, what are we going to face? And even beyond that, you know, maybe there's a country that's somewhat unstable or filled with violence, like just domestic violence and things like that. Like, for example, Honduras, where, you know, there's the crime rate is very high and there's robbers and things like, and all those things we think about, okay, so God told me to do this, but, you know, what if? And this fear kind of holds us back from really plunging in and doing what we know God wants us to do. Or it could be something as simple as, you know, let's say, you know, we're going to, you know, maybe Africa, and we know that there's vipers and poisonous snakes and maybe lions and whatever out there. And it talks about even in, and I just am reminded of a verse in Proverbs where it talks about the sluggard who is afraid to go out and plow because he says there's a lion in the streets. And so there's a lot of looking at Proverbs. Proverbs 22 says, verse 13, the slothful man says, there's a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. And so also in 26:13, the slothful man says, there's a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. So he's making excuses, because of his fear of wild beasts or whatever. And the same thing can be true for us when we face those kind of things. It might be maybe we have a fear of flying or whatever else that is holding us back. So fear can be a real hindrance in our life. It can really just hold us back. And we face it in so many different fronts that we almost don't realize it sometimes how much it holds us back. And it's true in the natural even. Let's say, for instance, somebody that, you want to start a business or something like that, and your first thing comes to mind, you're afraid of failure. So what if? And even, what if I get into this and, my health fails or something like that and I can't work anymore, and then what am I going to do? And all those things that – So let us be aware of those things that we can understand, and we can grasp it and understand how much this is hindering us, and then work on ways to overcome those fears. And I want to talk about I think we'll leave it at that for now. But I want to talk about some of those ways that we can use to help us overcome these fears. There's several things that are specifically mentioned in the Bible that are, you could say, an antidote to fear. So we're going to be talking about those in another session. Thanks again for listening. God bless you all, and we look forward to another meditation tomorrow.